Santa Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. The River City Mixed Chorus has a concert coming up here in just about a little more than a week. And, boy, the wonderful work they do is it's well known, and if not, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about it. Baron Vreeland is here, and he is the artistic director. He joined them in January of 2011, and boy, that's not your full-time job.
Not my full-time job, but it's probably my favorite job, that's for sure.
Yeah, sure, and tell me why.
Well, you work in music, and you work with choirs all over the place, and then you come to another. Really shows you why choir is so powerful in people's lives, bringing communities together, getting people of all different backgrounds and all different ages and all different races and genders, and putting them all together and creating a uniform sound, telling a compelling story together. It's an incredible experience.
What is it about choral music that's so amazingly special? There's a harmonic in it.
There's harmony, there's synergy. There's so many articles these days that sociologists are doing and scientists are doing.
Doctors are doing to try and figure out heart rates that start to line up across a choir when they go together. Breathing starts to happen together. You become this uniform organism out of all of these disparate, diverse parts. It's a very cool thing. It's why people's endorphins shoot up. People always leave happier than they get there. Join a choir. I recommend it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Where do your singers come from?
Our singers are all over Omaha, all different walks of life. We have college students all the way to retirees, an octogenarian in the ensemble, maybe even two of them. I never ask, of course.
only polite.
Yeah, right, great. We have some Omaha professionals, all walks of life, from medicine to academia, all the big corporations in Omaha. People from all over joining together.
Do you hold auditions at a specific time for those that are listening that may go, oh, man, I'd love to
Absolutely.
Be a part
Absolutely. We have auditions before every concert session. Our next round is actually the day after our concert. So it's Monday, December 9th. We'll be holding auditions for our March concert at the Joslyn.
Oh, really? How does one sign up for that?
You go to our website, rcmc.org, and there's a quick link, and you'll hear from our chorus president within a day.
That's fantastic. Do you need to be reading music? Is there something you prepare? How does one show up to impress you?
You do not have to read music. A good number of our musicians do not read music. They sing by ear. So you come in. If you have a prepared piece, great. If you don't, we'll sing through something that you're familiar with, probably My Country Tis of Thee or whatever easy song you want to pull out. We'll go through it. We'll do a little placement test. We'll take your range up and down to see what voice part you might be interested in singing. And then we just check your ear just to see how quickly you're going to pick up some pitches with some what's called tonal memory. And that's it. It's very low key. It's always snacks. There's some current members in there to make you feel welcome.
That's my kind of chorus.
There's snacks at every rehearsal. Let me say that also.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the program. Yeah. December 6th, 7th, and 8th, yep. It's at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. What's the showtime on that?
The Friday and Saturday are 7 o'clock shows, and the Sunday's a 4 o'clock show.
Very good. What can we expect?
So it's actually kind of a little bit of a departure for the chorus. We usually do some heavy pops concerts, and because our chorus is all about inclusivity, this is actually a traditional type of concert. When you think of Christmas, a lot of people think of the brass quartets and quintets on the street corner, or they think of silver bells. Bells are the quintessential sort of percussion instrument for the holidays. So we've created an entire concert around brass and bells. That's the title, Brass and Bells. We're partnering with an incredible organization from Lincoln, the Plymouth Brass. They're providing 8 brass and percussionists with us. We also are playing the handbells out of our own chorus. We've trained some people to do handbells. So it's a lot of really beautiful traditional. Of course, some lighter fare in the second half. It's hard to not have a little fun at the holidays.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You put a smile on everybody's face, and then they're ready to come back next
absolutely.
Year as well. Tell me a little something about the bells.
I've never
played. Yeah, there's a technique to it, isn't it?
Well, there actually is, and people get very serious about their handbell playing. So we have great handbell choirs in town, all kinds of churches, and all these churches have been so willing to share their bells with us. It's incredible. But our assistant artistic director happens, Adam Whitty, incredible musician, happens to have been a handbell director in a former job, so he's been an incredible asset. But yeah, you have to wear the gloves so that you don't mess up the bells, and there's a way you can strike it, and you can shake them, and you can clunk them, and you can pound them. And
the bells are a single tone, and that tone is...
Each bell's a note, so just like a choir, you have to, everyone has to do their part at the exact right time, and it involves listening to each other, it involves being part of a collaborative process. It's very cool.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be a great show. It's a three-night show because we've sold out the conservatory the last 2 years on a two-night run. So we're excited to add the Friday night option.
Oh, that's fantastic. In addition to that, we alluded to your other job. You are currently on the faculty at Creighton University in Omaha. Yep. Much more on that at some other time, conducting the chamber choir. Fantastic stuff. I appreciate you coming in during this very, very busy time. You're burning the candle at both ends over here and ringing the bells day and night.
It is a busy time of year for choir directors, but we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it.
He's Baron Breland, and he is the artistic director for the River City Mixed Chorus. If you're looking for information on that, it's rcmc.org. We continue with our NPR programming right now.